And from Oz Cyclone Chasers, we have Nitzo. G'day, mate. How are you?
Morning, Mark. Nice wet little period we've got at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly is. Probably at my place. I live in the southern suburbs in Edmonton. Not as much rain as I thought we'd expect last night, but it's starting to pick up again this morning, mate.
Yeah. So far the system was expected to sort of be particularly between Tully and Bowen, or Tully and the Whitsundays,
yeah.
And that's where most of the rain has been. However, today we're going to see that pick up in your neck of the woods as well. Cairns, for example, the official recording, 59 millimetres there at the airport till 7 o'clock this morning, and Daintree, 105 millimetres, so they cracked the ton. But overall, the heavier falls have been much further south of your district.
Today and tonight, when we were talking yesterday, you said that could be the worst of it for us in Cairns.
Yes. So today we're going to see heavy showers on and off through the day, pretty similar to yesterday, maybe a little bit more than yesterday. And then what's the key component of exactly how much rain you're going to get is going to depend on this little area of rotation that's going to form off the coast, probably off the coast of about Innisfail. And it's going to be tracking northwest towards the coast. And so what we're struggling to find at the moment is exactly where that little area of rotation is going to hit the coastline. It could hit as far north as the Daintree. It could hit as far south as just north of Innisfail. So if you're in the vicinity of that little weak circulation, it's not a low, it's not a cyclone, don't stress about that, but it is going to be an area of really, really strong precipitation. And there could be some pretty strong winds just on the southern edge of it. So where that actually crosses the coast is going to be really crucial into who gets that really intense rain over a short period of time. As I say, we can't unfortunately narrow it down at the moment. These things are very, very tricky when they form along a big long line of rainfall like we've got at the moment. So I'd say be vigilant, keep an eye on your radar, particularly into the later afternoon and particularly into the evening and tonight, because that's when this thing would hit the coast if it's going to hit the coastline. With that, we'd probably see some really intense rain. So we're talking about 100 to 200 mils over just a space of a couple of hours or 2 to 3 hours. So we're talking significant rainfall over a very short space of time with that little circulation. Otherwise, though, if you don't get that circulation, then all we're going to see is this more of this heavy rainfall coming in these bursts of showers with a little bit of pitter-patter light rain in between.
Now, yesterday, Nitzo, you mentioned that as it moves north, it could come back early in the week.
Yes. So the entire system's pushing north, and then it stalls in that Cooktown area. It weakens a little, and then it starts to push southwards again as we progress into the latter parts of Sunday and into Monday. And so once again, Cairns and the surrounding district comes right back into the firing line of some heavy rainfall early next week. And that probably means that the Anzac Day marches are going to be pretty wet across the region. I think by Monday morning, we're going to start to see that rainfall come right back into the region. So make sure that you're wearing a raincoat or have something for wet weather gear if you are partaking in those marches.
Good on you, Nitzo, from Oz Cyclone Chasers. Always a pleasure, mate.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend.